Thanks as always to Brian Bulaga.
Talk to another Iowa Hawkeye in the 11 o'clock hour before we leave you a little bit early on ESPN Madison, because the Brewers are playing today against the, as Riley and Mike McCarthy would call them, Detroit Tigers. So we'll get to that conversation with Matt Bowen at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. Tausch, I just wanted to ask you the same question I asked Brian. What, if anything, would drafting a wide receiver in the first round tell you about this team's plans for its offense and for its personnel? Because you and I think, have been in lockstep for the last month or so talking about how this is going to be a Josh Jacobs and Tucker Kraft slash Chipotle Ben slash Luke Musgrave driven offense. Tight ends and a strong running game. What would that tell you if they took one of these wide receivers?
It means they don't believe that they have a number one wideout on their team. And I don't care. I mean, I'm fine with running your offense through your tight end and your running game, but this isn't the 60s, man. This isn't the Junction Boys. Ground and pound, like all that stuff's great, but I need a guy. Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel like Jaden Reed or your guy Wicks, or now I guess you're a Christian Watson stan, which I've never heard before, if you don't buy that any of those guys can emerge as that guy, that's what that would tell me. So you don't draft a receiver in the first round to have them be your number three. No, maybe it can start that way, but the plan is emerge as a one. Javon Walker became a one until he blew his knee out. Sterling Sharp, Hall of Famer. James Lofton, Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
You're not interested in drafting a guy first to have him be a slot guy that comes in and you have big expectations for that player, and that means that there's going to be less expectations on everybody else until they can prove that that's the case. So to me, that would say I don't fully believe that this group, as it's sitting here right now, is going to be good enough for us to get over the hump.
We will see if all these visits lead to an actual selection. Obviously, the board has to fall the right way. I would not be surprised if one of them is there if Goody takes him. I would be surprised if Goody decided he had to go up to be able to get one of them before they were gone. That would surprise me.
Well, it's like every draft you have ideas, and one of the bad things in this year's draft, you want to see 4 and 5 quarterbacks that are going to be first round picks, because then people start panicking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always say they chase the oasis, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to be an oasis chasing draft. Like, there's talk that Shedeur Sanders could drop into that mid first round. If he gets past Nollins, all of a sudden now the Jackson Darts, and you know, there's a Schlaue guy that people are talking about. I watched some film, some clips on him. He is Schlaue. I don't want any part of that. But there is going to probably be, I think the over-under from ESPN Bet is 2.5 quarterbacks in the first round. That doesn't bode well. Now, hopefully the D-line and outside edge and some of the positions that people feel like is pretty strong, there's a run on those guys. But as you see every year, those wideouts, once one comes off the board, then two comes off the board, everybody starts, I don't want to miss out on this guy. And I tend to lean your side here and think, I don't sense Goody is going to be desperate to go grab a wideout. I think if the right guy falls, he'd be more than happy to take them. But for everything he has said about wanting more draft picks, the price of doing business in this first round, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get more picks when you get desperate and think that you have to grab this guy. But in the same breath, if that cat's going to be a James Lofton or a Sterling Sharp or even a Javon Walker, I'm on board with him making that move.
We'll talk more about the upcoming draft, which is now 8 days away, kicking off a week from tomorrow with the first round on Thursday night.
It's been a lot of drama. Not a ton of drama outside of Shador. Where's the drama in this draft this year?
If you want drama, you're right. Question from Don in Mayville on the Carbless talk and text line. This is more. It seems the receivers they brought in for pre-draft visits won't last till their second round pick. Would you? Yeah, those guys will all be gone by the time the Packers pick again. They may be all gone.
How many wideouts do you think go in that first round? How many wideouts do you think? Because they've had four or five guys in.
They've had four receivers in. Three of them have theoretical first round grades of the four.
Okay.
Again, I don't know what Travis Hunter is considered. He's Shohei Ohtani, right? Is he a corner? Is he a wide receiver? However you want to view him. In my preview today on Channel 3000, I had him as the number one wide receiver, and then I might have him as the number one corner when I do that position later. But the bottom line is that the other three guys, McMillan, Abuka,
are you grabbing
Golden.
Rankings from Mel, or where are you getting?
No, Dane Brugler. With credit, yeah.
Oh,
he's the
Bruges.
One who knows.
Okay.
Yeah, Bruges. But I think Mel has three wide receivers in the first round, and not including Travis Hunter. I think Dane Brugler has maybe one of them as being a second-round grade guy who may go in the first round. Uh-huh. But the bottom line is that if they don't take one in the first round, they won't be taking any of the guys that came in for visits because they'll all be gone before they pick again. Now, okay. They could trade up, all that other stuff. But, again, our friend Mel Kiper, who joined us about a week ago, has Jack Besh from TCU.
Besh.
B-E-C-H, but it's said like S-H at the end. From TCU as their second-round pick. Yeah, we'll see if Mel got that right or wrong. We'll have to wait and see. I do know this. When it comes to UW Credit Union, I got it right quite a while ago, and Tausch got it right recently.
Indeed, I am a UW Credit Union member, and Jason did it when he was a young man. UW Credit Union is here for every stage of life. They're here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And Riley Yauch, he's finding out about it. Everybody's finding out about it. And you ask, why'd you join UW Credit Union? Well, it's to keep your banking local. Well, yeah. Is it the member-first service? Abso-blankin-lutely. Great perks like early payday. We love that. But honestly, I love the selection of what you can get on your card. You can get Bucky. You can get the chairs out at the Union. It's all Wisconsin. It's all the time. If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes us do crazy things, but man, this just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get that Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
There's something else.
What do you have on your card?
Bucky.
Bucky.
That cute
Bucky.
Rascal or whatever it was you
that
said the first
rascal.
Time you did
Bucky.
That read. That cute little face. I have another thing that I'm intrigued by with these visits.
Somebody's jumping on this tease train.
Yeah. I'll tell you what King I'm intrigued tease. By. Next. It's Will D. and Tausch.
Take my heart, don't break it. Love me to my bones. All this time I've wasted. You were right there all along.
Matt Bowen scheduled to appear in the 11 o'clock hour. So more Hawkeyes, a Hawkeye Palooza. So stick around for that. But before that, time to pay off one of my many frequent teases on this program.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You're all of a sudden, I've been doing this show with you for 9 years, and you're trying to tell me you're a teaser and that you're a Christian Watson pleaser. I don't think either of those two things are true. So
yeah, you miss a lot of shows, though.
I don't.
You're in California for 6 months. You were in Japan.
I was on the show. You're not
Yes, that's true. Some pretty good camera angles,
too. You're not
too.
That complicated. So tell me when you've become this Christian Watson stan that you're raving about.
It was when you were in California.
You said he's spindly. You said he can't stay healthy. You're not the hater that Jesse is.
I think you're not in the same league
as me with Christian Watson.
No, you're that's true. There's no doubt about that. But you're a fan of everybody. It's mostly Goody.
I'm definitely not a fan of everybody. No, sir.
Christian Watson, as we discussed, during the Romeo Doubs saga was when we talked about how much I like who he is. I am a fan of him as a person. I would like him to stay healthier. I also think that he is, while other guys talk the I'm unselfish game, he walks it. He does. Now, does that mean that he's okay with a game where he gets zero targets? No, of course not. But unlike some other people who stayed home from work, which I believe you even cited a story from my previous publication when I pointed this out because it was maybe unnecessary, Christian Watson doesn't stay home from work. He doesn't bellyache. He just goes to work. Now, his dad, as I have said before on social media, is a little bit much for me. I don't know
if
he's...
Let's be honest, though. If your daughters make it professionally, you're going to be Mr. Watson.
No, I don't think that helps. I think the most important thing is to do what's going to help your kids.
You're not going to fire back at critics of your kids? Like, come on now. Let's be real.
All right, I don't know how often you visit my social media channels, but I don't really fire back at anybody anymore. I have learned that it is a no-win situation. It only took me 14 years, but I don't. Check the tape.
A little different when it's you than when
check
it's your
the feed.
Kid. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but let's give a little grace to Mr. Watson here. Let's give a little grace. That's
he's,
all I'm saying.
All I said was he's a lot. He's a lot.
Yeah, I'm saying give a little grace. That's all.
Continue. I'm saying try a little tenderness. I'm saying check out that Certs commercial. It's a candy mint. It's a breath mint. In black and white, it's such an old reference.
It didn't fit that.
Okay. I appreciate your critique. What I wanted to get to is this.
It's like a breath mint.
The Packers had not one but two big fellas in for visits for their pre-draft top 30 visits, which I believe today
Quick
is the
question.
Final day. Sure.
Good question. Can you reset your tees?
I wonder why.
I forgot your tees. Can you reset your tees?
This is the tees.
I thought it was. Okay. I thought it was. I wanted a reset of the tees.
I don't know why
I
don't
tease. Just like that author. Well, again, stop being a baby.
I'm not being a baby.
Okay. I'll show you a little grace. So you teased out.
Why? You're just Johnny Grace today.
I'm trying to be empathetic.
Mark
and have
Grace.
A little grace. Yeah. Oh, he was fun. He was fun. Yep.
So we were talking about the wide receivers who'd been in for visits, and my tease, which you may remember from 9 to 10 minutes ago, was there are some other visits that also have me intrigued, and I'll tell you who they were next. It's Will D. and Tausch. I think it's time to abandon teases.
Yeah, it seems like you should. You teased us right out of a break that we didn't even want to have.
Well, I'm not here to point fingers, but I think Riley was only half listening to the show. I was redoing the tease, and then I was going to pay it off immediately, and then he hit a button that sent us to commercial.
Yeah, I'll take responsibility for that. That was on me. Listening.
Yeah, you should do, Yowkster. Crack open a Coors Light. Take a blow.
Okay.
Take a beat. Coors Light brewed with that 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packet, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light's refreshing. It is crisp. It's only 102 calories. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
That's against company policy.
Yeah, don't do it. Fair. But it,
so
take a,
is
take a beat.
Taking us to break 20 minutes early. Yeah. So.
Well, we were behind. This is actually on time.
Oh, you got us back on time. Policy.
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah. Look at, we finally got somebody that can manage a clock.
Sort of. Yeah. So we're gonna play trivia next. But if I'm and I'm not gonna redo the tease a third time because Lord
don't
knows
tease.
What'll happen
yeah,
then. But my point was there were some other visits that intrigued me beyond the wide receivers. Matt Schneidman of The Athletic was the one to post these or to report these. Ole Miss defensive tackle Walter Nolan and Oregon defensive end Jordan Birch came in for pre-draft visits yesterday. Dane Brugler gives Nolan a first/second-round grade and Birch a second-round grade. Having watched a fair number of Oregon games, you obviously were there for Oregon-Wisconsin at Camp Randall. Jordan Birch is a pretty intriguing player. He's one of the better edge rushers in this draft, top 10 of the edge rushers in this draft. That, to me, would be a lot less surprising than some of the other moves that Goody could make in the first round. I don't think he's going to draft an offensive tackle. I know there are those that believe that. I think if a wide receiver is there, he's going to pull the ripcord on that and finally jump out of that airplane after many, many years. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's another defensive tackle or defensive end, even though they've invested so heavily. So Birch, to me, is a guy who would make sense. Again, maybe Mel Kiper thinks that's a reach at number 23. The feeling across the league, I think, is that he would not be there by the time the Packers picked again at 54.
Yeah, but we don't know that. And you asked the question about wide receivers and what that means. What does that mean if Goody pulls the trigger on a Birch or an edge rush guy?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean he's lost faith in his guys? Or does that mean we just need more guys?
You can never have too many pass rushers, Tausch.
Okay.
But
listening to your and your guy Brugler's insights on this,
mm-hmm.
it feels like even though Mark Murphy said to Goody, trade if you need to, doesn't it feel like this might be a year to trade back, accumulate some picks, and get more bites at that second-round apple? Especially when you start looking at, you know, Green Bay, this is not me talking. This is Ned and everybody else that does not like Goody and thinks he should be fired. Goody's first-round picks have been a mixed bag. He's done a much better job with his second and third round picks. He's a lot like Ron Wolf in that regard. So you want more picks. There seems to be very top-heavy talent in this draft. And then a bunch of guys that are very good players that you think if you get in the right fit, is this the year that maybe Goody looks at it and says, I can trade 23, get a couple more seconds, and maybe it can get more bites at getting some of these guys that we have coming in on these top 30 picks that would really fit our team well. Does that make sense to you? And I don't think it's going to be, well, we're in Green Bay, we got to draft. That is not going to be part of Goody's thought process at all.
Look, I think there's a chance that we get to 23 and there are not a lot of guys that Goody views as worthy of that pick, right? There's always these cliffs that there are drop-offs. And then there's like, you know, pick 20 through 50, they're kind of all graded the same, right? Goody talked about that in past years. Ted Thompson talked about that. I don't know what his board looks like. I don't know. But it's possible that he will, like, remember what they did when they got Jaden Reed. They traded back not once but twice because they had a cluster of players that they liked and they accumulated extra picks by doing that. They traded one to the Lions so they could draft Brian Branch. They could have
taken
Jaden Reed there. They didn't. And my point to Goody was about how much of this is luck, because when you do that, there may be guys that you like a little bit better, but that guy may go because you've moved back multiple times. So I don't know. I don't know enough about Birch other than what I've seen him do in Oregon games to say, okay, this guy's got to go. You know, you can't get him if you're trying to get him in the second round. Again, Cooper DeJean, everyone had as a first-round pick last year. Every mock draft you saw, most of them had him going to the Packers.
Yeah, teams didn't, though.
Right, exactly.
And maybe they should have. Maybe the experts were more right than the teams were. Birch, where are you ranking that in your strong woods categories?
I'm more of an oak guy.
I like ash. I like ash.
Tucker Ashcraft?
Well, that's a tough one to say. Tough one to say. And now with old boy leaving the program, he's back to being the big dog. Back to being the big dog.
Well, you also have to make sure that you're watching out for the ash borer. Isn't that the one that we have all the commercials
There's
for?
There's some disease that you got to make sure you put that bag up and get all those bugs out of there.
Yeah, it's trouble. It's definitely problematic.
Real soft hardwood? What is that one called?
Is it soft or is it hard?
Balsam? I think it's balsam.
Balsam.
It's a bendier. It's a bendier.
Bamboo?
No, bamboos. I don't even know if bamboo is in the wood category.
What about ironwood? Reed?
Ironwood?
Yeah.
That's a city. I think that's a city in Michigan. I don't want to give anything away.
And longitudinally, where is it? All right. We need to play. Speaking of trivia, we need to play trivia. Riley?
Yes.
What's your category for today? It is Wednesday.
Yep. So we did Wisconsin geography trivia, as is tradition, and I was able to get my friend Joe, who dropped the ball, to write one question. He wrote one question, I wrote
Joe?
The other two. No.
Or ball dropping Joe.
Ball dropping Joe.
Oh, ball dropping Joe.
He wrote one question.
Okay. Ball dropping Joe has one question. Riley, what caller would you like?
Let's go. I like the number 9.
Well, what inning did he drop the ball in?
He dropped
the
ball
in
inning 9.
Ball dropping Joe writes questions. You bring it back to ball dropping Joe.
He dropped it in inning 9. Ninth inning.
Well, there you go.
We got caller 9.
Jeez, that's a big choke.
Yeah, it was rough.
A big old choke.
Caller 9 right now to play trivia. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 9 plays trivia next. Want to remind you the moments in that magical March 2015 run by your Wisconsin men's basketball team. Frank Kaminsky leading the charge for Bo Ryan on their run to the championship game. Well, you can relive it all with Made in Believe on June 26th. Join Frank, Sam Decker, Bo Ryan, and more for an intimate night at the Orpheum Theater in Madison to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of that team. Tickets are on sale now at uwhoops2015.com. That's uwhoops2015.com. Trivia's next. It's Wilde Tausch. Time for trivia. We've got Matt Bowen from ESPN coming up at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. And then in Madison, we will bid you farewell at 11:30 to give way to the Brewers pregame. But before that, we got to play trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It's my buddy Dan in Brothertown. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. I'm actually up in your neck of the woods. I'm up in Green Bay watching my grandchildren.
Kayla hitting the transfer portal, picking up some more Phoenix, and you've got to watch the kiddos while she's working the roster?
Yeah, a little bit like that. That's pretty much like it is, except for my son's out golfing and Kayla's working. So Margaret, my wife, and I came up here to watch the grandkids. We have a great time every time we see them.
Well, I hope Rick hits them straight. Let's get all these questions right. It is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. Question number 1 is this. Which of these southern Wisconsin cities is home to the Trollway and is known as the Troll Capital? Is it Broadhead, Mount Horeb, or Asin?
Well, it's not Mount Horeb. That's by Madison. So I'm going to say, what was the first one? Broadhead?
Broadhead, go Mount Broadhead. Horeb, and Aisin. Are we considering Wisconsin? Are we considering Mount Horeb a southern Wisconsin city? Central, maybe?
Is it not in southern Wisconsin?
Well, it's west of Madison.
That's
southern adjacent.
Still pretty southern. That's at the that's in the lower third of the state.
All right, Riley. Okay. Maybe we should just go to break.
Oh, yeah, we'll tease us out.
Dan, we'll huddle on this one. I do find that slightly misleading. Question two is this. Latitudinally, which of these Milwaukee landmarks is farthest south? We're big on the south today.
Oh, God.
Is it? Which of these is the farthest south? Is it Fiserv Forum, American Family Field, or the Summerfest Grounds, or perhaps the Mount Horeb Convocation Center? Sorry. Fiserv Forum, American south. Family Field, or the Summerfest Grounds?
Wow, let's see, between Pfizer and the Summerfest Grounds. Oh, geez. I'm going to go Summerfest. No, Pfizer.
Oh, no, you had it. And then you didn't.
Oh, jeez.
It's a good thing you're enjoying your time with the grandkids because this is not going well.
No kidding. No kidding.
Dan, question three. Got a chance to avoid being skunked.
No kidding.
Milton, Wisconsin, which some might say is in the southern part of the state, is home to a building that was part of the Underground Railroad and is the most prevalent abolitionist site still standing in the state of Wisconsin. What is the name of this building? Is it Milton House, Milton Hotel, or Milton Motel?
I'm going to say, I have no clue. I'm going to say Milton House.
All right, we avoided the dreaded zero. Is Hunter Vaughn available to do some trivia? Oh,
my goodness.
Dan, you got one right. There's some question as to whether the first question was accurately depicted or not.
Jeff in McFarland has my back. He said Mount Horeb is definitely in southern Wisconsin, and he's from McFarland, also very close to Mount Horeb.
Okay. All right. Be that as it may, you've got two entries into Friday's drawing. Dan, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks.
You bet. Take care, guys.
That is Wilde and Tausch trivia. Tausch, you look perplexed.
Well, I mean, Mount Horeb's in southern Wisconsin.
Is it?
Yeah.
South Central?
I mean, it's not southern, but, and Trolls, that was not as difficult a question as I think we'd like to lead on. If we're being honest.
I don't know what they have at Broadhead. I know Judah is right nearby, though. What I know is...
One of the hyphenated city names in the state.
Now, no matter which southern, northern, eastern, western Wisconsin location you may be in, you can make the call if you've been injured in an accident to Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666, or go to the website gruber-law.com to find out more. Our friend Matt Bowen, Tausch's draft class classmate, joins us to kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes, so stick around.